You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megant Financial, Premis Health, and Voya Financial.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Workers' Mic on 720 WGN. I'm Ken, he's Ed, and we are lucky today to have Ron Whittingham from Megant Financial with us again.
Back by popular demand.
Yeah, very popular.
I don't know about that, but happy to be here, fellas. Happy to be here. And by the way, it's my birthday today. I forgot to tell you that.
Is that right?
Happy birthday.
49, so I'm going to start going backwards after this one. So.
You can start doing like your second annual 49th birthday type of thing.
Something like that, yeah.
So are you drunk already? No.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
It's enough. 5 o'clock somewhere, but not here right now.
We'll get our producers to get out there and pick up a cake.
So let's chat now. This is your second time on the show, and you know, I found it fascinating your first time on the show, because I think, like you said, a lot of people don't know the benefits that they have, you know, especially in the union world, and some of them are hard to navigate. You know, you had mentioned before we got on the air, you know, what Carl Coker had said about, you know, having some live people answer the phone, and how that's a really a positive thing for us and our members. You guys have the same thing, but you take it one step further. Explain.
Yeah, so, you know, I listened to that episode. I thought it was great. And, you know, our business model is really very alike on Carl Coker's business model. But, you know, we have three young ladies that answer the phone. We have, you know, Sylvia, Heather, Madeline, Jenny sometimes, and, you know, they're super, super nice, super sweet people, fun to talk to. But then we actually have live financial advisors that will actually go to your house.
Really?
Yeah, sit at your kitchen table, you know, talk to you, your spouse, you know, if kids want to kind of listen in, whatever they want to do. And, you know, we go over what your benefits are. So wherever that is, if you want to come to our office, we have three of them here in the Chicagoland area, one in Orland Park, that's our hub. Mm-hmm. We have an office in Oak Brook and then one here in the city. So we do that. You can meet there if you're more comfortable. You're getting out of work, whatever, you can come to, we go to your homes, wherever that may be.
That's a really nice benefit, huh?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had Jim Sweeney from the Operating Engineers Local 150 on, and he talked about the importance of, as a union organizer, sitting down at the kitchen table and talking through it and making it a family affair rather than, you know, a cold institutional experience, but those kitchen table conversations being so important. So is that what you find as well?
Yeah, because, you know, it's individual. You know, you can sit there and you can show people bullet points and highlights, and this is why you want to join the union. But you sit there with a husband and a spouse, and you're going over their benefits and the impact of those benefits on their lives, and it truly is amazing, man. I mean, I could tell you, my first experience with the union, I was a part-time supervisor at UPS when I was in college, so I was on the other side.
Yeah.
And the only experience I had to fire this one guy like 10 different times, only because he wasn't coming to work. He was late for work, not coming to work. And the only experience I had was the union would always give this guy, get his job back. And I'm like, what is this all about? Now, you know, I've been in this, working in this union world now for 20 plus years, and I've seen thousands of success stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see men and women living, you know, fantastic middle-class lives. They have summer homes, they have boats, they have snowmobiles, they're, you know, paying for their kids' college so that the kids don't have to accrue debt.
Yeah.
I've seen a thousand retirements. I mean, these people are living the life, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, their income is great. Their health insurance benefits are great. They have homes in Florida.
We're here. I mean, right, honestly, one of the reasons that we're here, Ron, you hit the nail on the head, is that we are our own best-kept secret, and not anymore. We're trying to get this message out that we do have all of these things. Now, that being said, everything you just said is perfect except during negotiation time. During negotiations, we have no money. Remember that.
Okay.
You understand?
How much do union workers make, Ken?
Not enough.
That's right.
Got it.
So let's pivot to this. What happens if you don't pay attention to your benefits? I mean, explain that.
Yeah, you know, I have a good story for that. So you have to start at a young age and understanding what the benefits are, because they are that unbelievable. They truly are. Because you never know what's going to happen in life. I have two electricians I got to tell you about, Glenn and Don. And I met Don at a retirement seminar. His brother Glenn never attended a seminar. Don, go to their house for dinner, and we kind of go over his plan, talk about his income, talk about Social Security, what his wife is going to live on, their health insurance benefits. And we end up finding somewhere to put his 401k or his annuity, roll that over. And I looked over to his brother, And I said, all right, Glenn, you know, what's your story? And he's like, well, I got $100,000 in my John Hancock fund that I want you to help me roll over. And I said, okay, well, let me do some due diligence. Let me, you know, I got to do my job. I can't just put your money somewhere.
Right.
You know, what are you living on? And he's like, well, you know, I got disabled, Social Security disability 10 years ago. And, you know, I'm living on $2,500 a month from there. And that's it. And, you know, I'm forced to live with my kid in Tennessee because I have no money. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, all right, well, if you have $100,000 in your annuity, you have to have had to become vested in some.
Sure, you must have worked for some years, right?
Yeah, unless you're the most lucky day trader out there, you've had to accumulate something.
Right.
So I said, all right, let's stop the meeting now, and then let me go do my homework, and I'll get back to you with some info. Lo and behold, this guy had about two different pension plans that he was due. One was $1,000 a month coming to him, and another one was $1,500 a month. So now,
doubling his income.
Yeah. So he's gonna live on over $5,000 a month. He's good. But the $1,000 a month pension plan went all the way back and paid him retroactively a check for like $90,000. And to make the story even better, he got it like 3 days before Christmas.
Wow.
So
yeah.
a check for $90,000, and he was able to buy a home in Mundelein with that money.
Wow.
Is his kid living with him now?
Probably, I don't know. I haven't checked back, but yeah, maybe.
He's in the back in the trailer.
Now, the bad part about the story, though, is that $1,500 a month pension plan, you had to apply for it within 6 months of being awarded disability. That's part of the plan.
Sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's the rules.
Yep.
So he walked away and didn't receive $1,500 a month for 10 years. That's $180,000 that it's not his anymore.
Right.
Wow.
So going forward, he's getting
yeah,
it.
Sure.
But he never, so my whole point is you want to find out these benefits because you never know what's going to happen in your lives. And it really is, it's good to understand these benefits because your life's going to change. You're going to inherit money, you know, down the road, you know, maybe you win the lottery, you do something, but when you're investing that money, you want to make sure that you invest it efficiently with an understanding of what those pensions are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you literally, I mean, this is a perfect point. You put your head in the sand and don't pay attention, you might lose $180,000, right, that you had coming to you that you didn't know.
I mean, it happened. And you know, like
and I'm
everything.
Sure it happens more than we probably know about, quite
right.
frankly, right?
Here, I mean, I get it, man. I mean, if you don't understand something.
Yeah.
It just goes in a pile,
right?
Because you got to spend the time to understand it, then yeah. you got to spend the time to deal with it. It's just better just to put it off because life is busy.
Sure,
but you owe it to yourself to understand this.
You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. And quite frankly, I hate to say it, but you make it pretty easy because right. you literally come to their house and explain it to them in plain English. Like I've talked to you on the phone about various things that you know I myself find complicated, and you have a very good way of breaking things down and making them simple.
Well,
and that's important for us.
You know, we know a lot about a little. So.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, we will sit with you. So obviously, if you're a union leader and you want to offer something like that to your membership, you mm-hmm. can call us. If you're a union member of the MCL
mm-hmm.
and you want to know about your benefits,
yeah.
you can call us.
And what number do they call?
708-444-1090.
Say it again.
708-444-1090.
And is there a website?
Yeah, www.megent.com. And there's also an email on the website that you can ask some questions to, and we'll respond back to you quickly.
That's great.
Something that we talked about the last time that you were on that I think is so important is a lot of folks, when they come into a construction union, one of the MCL unions, they're so busy learning the trade. They're starting off as a carpenter or an electrician or an operating engineer that's what they're focused on. And because the benefits that they get are automatic, they come from the contract, the member doesn't have to, you know, pick how much money is going in where. It's just automatic. So it's easy to forget about that or not to get involved. And I know at Local 150, we have a class just for telling members, here are all the benefits that you get. But it's still really confusing because there are so many different things. So, you know, it just goes back to talking about how important it is when you have all these benefits that there's someone who can remind you over the course of your career you have all this. Because, you know, I think a lot of folks are in a position maybe when they're in their 40s where they start to think, you know, when will I be able to retire? Will I be able to afford to retire? And I would imagine that a lot of them are pleasantly surprised to talk to you when you can tell them all the different benefits that they have.
Yeah, again, I mean, we tell people that, you know, the unions build these plans for you. And they will educate you if they have us doing seminars. They have webinars. They have classes like 150 does. But the crazy part about that is when you retire, the union can't give you advice.
Right.
So they've built this exotic sports car for you.
Right.
Right.
They can't tell you how to drive it.
And then when you retire, they're going to hand you the keys.
Right.
And we don't drive it for them.
Sure.
You know, but we're sitting in the passenger seat with the, you know, the suicide brakes to make sure you don't fly off the cliff. But, you know, to your point too, Ed, you know, I was with, it wasn't an MCL union. We talked to all the apprenticeship, a lot of the apprenticeships. And we were talking to the painters, district council apprenticeship on Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Dan Penske who introduced me to their membership. He's like, Ron's here to tell you how much you have to set aside for retirement. And, you know, I got up there, I'm like, listen, I mean, you can set aside things for retirement to make your retirement better.
Yeah.
But it's already done for you.
Right.
I mean, you are putting money away from the first day, the first hour that you go on that job.
Yeah.
And it's a large percentage. Like, you know, I'd say 15 to 20% of your pay is being deferred for you for retirement. Now, you don't have a choice in the matter, but there isn't a single American who is, you know, starting his job that's setting aside 20% of their pay for retirement.
Except in the union world or the building trade.
Right.
It's the reason these retirements are so good.
Yeah.
And it's a good reason that people should consider union employment. I mean, think about what you just said. Your advice is you can set aside money for retirement, but you don't have to because the union's already doing it. I mean, what a position as a young worker to be in.
You know, I've been in this world for a long time. I'm a true believer in the unions and the trades and what they have to offer. Bert Walters from Powering Chicago, you know, I had a discussion with him about a year ago, and he said, Ron, just because, you know, you go into the electrical apprenticeship doesn't mean you have to be an electrician.
Right.
You can be in sales.
Sure.
You can be a project manager, mm-hmm. be an estimator. You can be in leadership in the union.
That's right.
You can be an entrepreneur.
You can own your own company.
And start your own company.
Absolutely.
And you have a skill that nobody can take away from you.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have this unbelievable. I've seen it, thousands of success stories out there in retirement.
Like, you're a financial planner. You can be a financial planner?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, but the beautiful thing about the unions, I really don't have to do any planning. It's done for them, you know?
Well, if it doesn't work out, you could always be a radio host. Like I said, the people love you.
I I've always been told I have a face for radio. So.
I think we all do. Hey, we're here talking with Ron Whittingham from Megan Financial. We really appreciate you taking the time to come down today. It's really informative, and I really enjoy hearing what you have to say and your perspective on it because you don't get it very often.
Right.
So thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
You've been listening to The Worker's Mic on 720 WGN, powered by the Midwest Coalition of Labor. My name is Ken Edwards. This is Ed Maher, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Absolutely.
Ron Whittingham, Investment Executive, 15321 South 94th Avenue, Suite 100, Orland Park, Illinois, 60462, 708-444-1090. Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a broker-dealer and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. The views depicted on this broadcast are general in nature and are provided for informational use only. The views are not necessarily those of Cetera Advisors, LLC. They should not be considered as specific investment or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Investment decisions should be based on individuals' own goals, time horizon, and tolerance for risk. Consult your investment and/or tax professional regarding your unique situation.